Yesterday in my hometown of Appleton, Wisconsin, the price per gallon of gas hit $3.45. And since President Bush has taken office, the price for gas has nearly doubled. Higher prices of gas punish all Americans, punish small businesses, students, senior citizens, farmers, and even our local, state, and federal governments as well. And everyone is asking why. Why did the price of the pump go up, even when the cost per barrel went down? The most likely answer is price gouging somewhere along the supply line, from the oil company to the refinery to the speculators and the options markets, who buy and hold the oil for only a nanosecond. People everywhere want answers, and here's what we can do. Today, the House will consider the Federal Price Gouging Prevention Act, and along with Congressman Stupak and Congressman Rush and others, we'll put a cop back on the block. What we need is effective and active oversight, not hide-and-seek politics. Let's take this step together and bring us back to the right direction. This bill will define exactly what price gouging is, and I urge all my colleagues to support H.R. 1252.